AM. Temple, Belton, Killeen, Fort Hood. Proud to broadcast to the largest military post in the free world. News Radio 1400 KTEM.
Everybody, this is Matt with Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Today is July 28th, 2015. I'm your host, Matt Beatros, and we're going to be here live for the next 28 minutes. I can never tell you enough how excited I am to get here because I build up the week with a bunch of information and I try to slice and dice and figure out what I'm actually going to say and put it together in a package, and this is what we come up with. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what we're about to do. And normally what I do is I go right into the introduction of highlights, but I wanted to make a comment this week. I want to just to tell everybody, if you've got dreams, ambitions, and goals, don't let people put you down. Stick to those dreams and goals. Don't be hindered. Keep the vision in front of you and go for that vision. Do whatever it takes to get it, because nobody else is going to help you but yourself. I just wanted to make that comment. Somebody had to hear that today, and I wanted to tell people. We're being sponsored today by somebody really neat, Tommy Standard. I know the guy personally, got a great business, and I wanted to tell you about him before we go over some of the highlights. Tommy Standard, he's the owner of Standard's Care Home Health and Hospice, and he believes that you deserve compassionate, honest, and reliable care from only the finest healthcare professionals who go the extra mile. They provide in-home services for skilled nursing, home health aides, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and social workers. Standards of Care Home Health and Hospice's staff of nurses and therapists are there to provide high-quality, safe, and cost-effective patient care, whether you're in your home, assisted living facility, or a family friend's home. So please give Tommy a call. Standards of Care Home Health and Hospice, for more information, the number is 254-482-1799. Again, the number is 254-482-1799. Okay, some of the highlights coming up in the show today. If you want to call up, the number here at the studio is 254-773-1400. If you want to email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com, please feel free to do so. Or check out the website at aaronsgunshop.com and check out all the things that are going on there. But we're going to be talking again about the fundamentals of being prepared, starting with the bug out body. That's a term that I've coined. The bug out bag and the bug out vehicle. So we'll be touching on that. We're also going to talk about and show an exclusive part made by Aaron's, designed by me, for the HK416 AR pistol. We'll be showing that today. And I'm going to teach the concept of co-witnessing. Co-witnessing is a very good concept to learn and understand, and we're going to go over that as the show progresses. In the CHL segment, we're going to be going over Penal Code 9.34, Protection of Life or Health. That does come into play. Some people might not think about it when they're carrying a gun, but it does definitely come into play, especially, I'll be honest with you, in this time and day that we live in now, this may apply to some of us. So we'll talk about that. And, of course, you're going to have personal commentary from me, your host, all throughout the program. So let's move on and go right to CHL. And before I read the Penal Code 9.34, I saw a couple of headlines in the paper, and I just had to read them. This specifically goes for people who don't have a CHL and for people who have a CHL. So basically it goes for everybody. And everybody who's opposed to guns or favorable for guns, it doesn't really matter. But this first one, I got this out of the paper on the July 21st paper. It says, Moody man, son attacked. And I'm just going to read you the headline of the picture. A man and his young son, 8, were attacked early morning and taken from their residence near Moody. The walls of the white travel trailer in which they live was left marked with bloody handprints by the blood of the dog that the family's dog that was brutally killed. Okay, so you got people running around there, ripping people out of their homes, killing their dogs, smearing their blood on their home. Ladies and gentlemen, it's crazy out there. If you don't have a gun and you don't know how to use it, you're crazy. Let's go to the next one. Man injured in Temple shooting. This is on the 22nd. This guy's walking down the street. I'll paraphrase. He's walking down the street. I don't know what he's doing. It's early in the morning, I think, and he's getting shot at. The bottom line is there's people out there wanting to cause harm to you. So if you have business or you're walking home from wherever you're coming from and somebody pulls a gun on you and wants to hurt you, are you just going to stand there and say, okay, go ahead? Or are you going to possibly try to defend yourself? And if you've got a gun and you know how to use it, even though the guy has a drop on you, at least if there's an opportunity, you might be able to do something. Without it, without practice, preparation, or the gun itself, you're out of luck, okay? So let's go after that, let's go into CHL, what I was talking about, Penal Code 934. I'm going to read it here on my law book, and we'll talk about it after I read it. Penal Code 934, protection of life or health. A person is justified in using force, but not deadly force, against another when and to the degree he reasonably believes the force immediately necessary to prevent the other from committing suicide or inflicting serious bodily injury to himself. Paragraph B, a person is justified in using both force and deadly force against another when and to the degree he reasonably believes the force or deadly force is immediately necessary to preserve the other's life in an emergency. Now, I read this fast because who's going to remember that? So we try to put it in scenarios that everybody can remember. And one of the scenarios that I do in my class, and a lot of people get a chuckle out of it, is I'll pick one of the students in the class and I'll say, okay, Joe, you're SWAT team commander. And there's a guy up on the 20th floor and he's standing on the ledge. And you post your snipers left and right. And this guy wants to commit suicide. He wants to jump off the ledge. And you tell your snipers, I want him dead before he kills himself. Now, can you do that? Obviously not. That's crazy, because that's in paragraph A. You can use force to stop him, but you can't use deadly force. So then we move further on and we say, okay, because of your obedience to the law, the guy goes in off the ledge, he puts on a suicide vest, comes down to the bottom floor, walks out to the city park, and is about to push the button. And I ask the people in the class, I say, well, can you stop him now using deadly force? And they go, yes, of course, because you're trying to preserve life. A crazy man is going to try and take out as many bodies as he can, and you're trying to preserve life. So that's just another thing in the concealed handgun law that's important for you to know, that you need to know. And in this day and age, the way people are hurting people, it's kind of know you got this on your side to back you up in case you have to protect somebody. The law will provide protection in that area. Okay. If you, like I said, if you want to call up on questions concerning that, it's 773-1400 here right in the studios, and we can talk about it, answer a couple questions, whatever. 254-773-1400. I want to go into errands, what we've got coming up lately, and the services that we provide. Once again, if you want to make contact with me at Aaron's Gun Shop, you can go to aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. You can call up the number to the shop is 254-697-4721. Or once again, you can contact us here at the studio at 254-773-1400. We've got CHL classes. They're 5-hour classes, $60. But let me tell you something about these classes, ladies and gentlemen. I am your instructor. There is no fluff. I know what I'm talking about. It's streetwise, and I eliminate the stuff that's going to get you killed. We talk serious business in my class. And if you have any intention of taking my class just for giggles because you got nothing left to do on a Saturday, please stay home. I do not want you. If you end up shooting somebody, you know who's going to go to court with you? Me. And I don't want to go to court. So if you're there for serious business, I'll teach you. If you're not, please do not show up. The next class, if you're interested, is not this Sunday, but next Sunday, August 2nd. That's a Sunday at 2 p.m. It's a 5-hour class. It'll get over about 7 p.m. Now, seminars. We got lots of great seminars. Go to the High Cap Adventure page. Two of the most favored seminars are the co-ed self-defense and home invasion seminar, and then the ones for ladies only. The ladies only seminar for self-defense and home invasion. A lot of ladies like that because they can let their hair down and talk without the guys being there and just feel free. They learn a lot of stuff, and they end up doing a lot better than the guys. So the shooting range, I want to tell you about that too. Primarily, the shooting facility at Aaron's is closed to seminars and classes, and we open it up one day a week to the public, and that's Friday nights from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., 3 hours. I know it's short, but we're doing everything else on seminars. So those are the times to come, but it's a lot of fun. The first week of the month is basically an open Friday. We just, whatever, we do whatever. The second Friday of the month is we have our pistol competitions. And if you've never done a pistol competition at Aaron's, you're missing a lot. You can get a lot of great training, and you might win a nice prize, too. The third one is our ladies' night, where the ladies can shoot for free. And the guys can come along, too, but the ladies don't have to pay for range time. And then the fourth week, sometimes it depends on who's having a birthday. We'll have a little special birthday celebration for whoever it is. And then the fifth week, if we got a fifth week, it's an open Friday. Just have a lot of fun, do some shooting. So come on out and check it out. Also, make sure you go to the radio page of the website, aaronsgunshop.com, and you can listen to the 24/7 replay. You won't be able to see me now if you're trying to check me out on the computer, but if you wait till about Monday afternoon sometime, maybe Tuesday mornings, it all depends on how things are going here. You can actually watch the program and see the demonstrations that we'll be doing on a little bit later. Also on the radio page, I want you to pay attention to the link, Stories in Steel. I had Sean McVicker on here on the show in an interview showing some of his engraving and all the works that he does. Go ahead and link on to him and check his site out. He does beautiful work in case you want to engrave something. And also at the bottom of the page there, if you're interested in becoming a sponsor, if you like what we're doing or you just feel like you'd make a contribution to the program, there's a contribution block down there, and there's a number that you can contact me if you're interested in sponsoring the program. Love to have you and support you as well. So that's what's going on at Aaron's. So we're going to keep moving on because the time just flies away here. So I'm just going to go right into our PEP program. And for those of you who are new, PEP stands for Preparedness Eliminates Panic, or Preparation Eliminates Panic. It's a program I made because I just see too many people who aren't prepared or don't practice enough. And when the time comes that they have to utilize some skills to get them out of a jam, since they haven't practiced or prepared, they become in a bad way. So this program is basically, or the PEP program is basically to cover those areas. And today what I want to go over are bug out scenarios, in the sense of bug out body, bug out bag, bug out vehicle, bug out location. So what I did was I wrote down some generic definitions of what these are so you can have a better understanding. So let's start off simply and read some definitions, bug out definitions. The first one I'm going to go over is the bug out bag, or BOB, B-O-B. Basic definition. A bug out bag is a portable kit that normally contains the items one would need or require to survive for 72 hours when evacuating from a disaster. Let me say it again. If you got pencil and paper, you want to make some notes. A bug out bag, or BOB, is a bag, it's a portable kit that normally contains the items one would need or require to survive for 72 hours when evacuating from a disaster. Two, the bug out vehicle, or BOV. This is a vehicle that the owner keeps prepared in the event or the need for an emergency evacuation. Typically a BOV, bug out vehicle, is equipped with the variation of the bug out bag that includes additional automotive supplies, clothing, food, and water. Okay, three, the bug out location or retreat. A bug out location or retreat is a place of refuge for those in the survivalist subculture or movement. A retreat is also sometimes called a bug out location or a BOL. Survivalist retreats are intended to be self-sufficient and easily defended, and generally located in a sparsely populated rural area. Let me read that again, because there's a lot to that one. A retreat or a bug out location is a place of refuge for those in the survivalist subculture or movement. A retreat is also sometimes called a bug out location. Survivalist retreats are intended to be self-sufficient and easily defended, and generally located in a sparsely populated rural area. Now, let's go over the bug out body. That's primarily what I want to talk about today on this section. This is a phrase that I've coined. I cannot find it anywhere else. It's probably out there. You know, if you have a great idea, then there's 100 other people who's got the same idea. But bug out body. And let's give you a basic definition of what I mean by that. What does that mean? The ones I just read, all the other ones, they're basically there to support you. They're support systems for your survival. Well, the bug out body is no different. Whereas the bug out bag, bug out vehicle, and bug out location are basically detached from you, the bug out body is not. The bug out body consists of support equipment attached directly to you via your pockets around your neck, wrists, ankles, or in your waistband. Wherever you are, no matter what time, day, or place, your essential items are with you at all times. Now, what are those items? For each person, it's obviously going to be different, but there are a few items that make a common thread with everyone. First of all, identification. The way things go now, if law enforcement wants to talk to you, they're definitely going to want to see your ID and prove to everybody who you are. Two, money. Money's a good thing. Make phone calls, buy food, get information. Money in your pocket helps out a lot, and you might want to disperse your money, you know, in a few different places on your body, not to have it all in one spot. Pocket knife. You've got to have a pocket knife, a good pocket knife. Not a $5 piece of junk, but one that's good, one that's slim and trim and gets the job done for opening packages, for cutting rope, whatever you can think of. A pocket knife comes in very handy. A gun. Now, on the gun, everybody, not everybody can do this, because to have a bug-out body, meaning all the stuff's on you, to have a gun, sometimes you can't go to work with it. Sometimes you can't go to a federal facility with it. So that one's kind of iffy. If you're able to carry the gun all the time, by all means, that would be part of your bug-out body. Number five, a watch. Make sure you know what time it is. Rendezvous. Just a general idea of what time you got to be someplace or link up. The next one, a compass. People look at me funny when I say compass. They say, what, are you afraid you're going to get lost? And I said, no, never, not with a compass. But a compass is a very important thing. You may not use it very often, but the time that you do want to use a compass, you're going to be glad that you've got it on you. And you can just get a little rink-dink, small type of pocket compass, one that you pin to your lapel, all sorts of different ones. Mine, if you can see on the video here, I'm putting up my hand. I've got a compass on my left hand, and I got a watch on my right hand. So they're always with me wherever I go. Okay, number seven, a lighter. I would prefer a Zippo lighter. A couple problems with a Zippo lighter is you got to fuel it up. It'll evaporate if you don't use it. But the nice positive thing I like about a Zippo is that you can open it up, light it, and then sit it down on its flat base and let go of it. And it can actually end up being like a torch or a little campfire to heat you up. It's amazing what a little flame like that can do to heat you up if you're in a small area with no heat. Number eight, a belt. A belt's very important. You can strap things down with it, hold on to things. But the belts that I kind of like are the ones with the Velcro, the utility belts with the Velcro, so I can adjust it to different sizes, holds on really tight. And also the buckle has an attachment where I can tie a rope to it or something. So a belt is a pretty cool thing to have. Just make sure it's a good one that doesn't stretch too much or it's not going to fall apart on you. So a quality belt's a good thing. In this day and age, number nine, a cell phone. Everybody's got cell phones. Well, if you got a cell phone, make sure it's charged. If it's charged and you use it a lot and it goes down, make sure you have some type of extra battery or cable that you can plug in so you can charge the phone back up. This one is extremely big. I am guilty of this one. Number 10, contact numbers and information on paper. A lot of people, me included, have all our information locked on this phone. Well, if it dies or it breaks or it gets stolen or whatever, and you need to call somebody up and you go, you know, they're number 7 on my keypad, but I don't know what their phone number is, what do I do? So writing down all this information would be a great idea on a piece of paper, keeping it with you. Number 11, a credit card. You never know. If the credit card is still working in this emergency, you might be able to get something of a larger size that is desperate for your survival. And then number 12, a pen or a pencil to write down notes, phone numbers, whatever it is, whatever you feel pertinent, draw pictures, diagrams, but having some type of writing utensil on you is a good thing to have. Now, of course, if you have medical condition, then you'll want to carry with you those essential items necessary to your personal needs. The bottom line is this. If the stuff hits the fan, the last thing you want is to feel naked, vulnerable, and at the mercy of others. So square yourself away now before times of trouble and increase your chances of survival and success. So think about that, the bug out body. When this comes on video on YouTube, check out the KTEM website, not the KTEM YouTube channel, or you can go to my website, aaronsgunshop.com, to the radio page. I'll have a 24/7 repeat of the program via video, and you can check out and listen to it again, write down a bunch of notes, and get yourself prepared. Okay, everybody, we're right on time. I want to go to our gun training demo. I usually do a gun training demo every program. And on this one here, we're going to be talking about co-witnessing. And that's a neat term. And we have to learn how to understand it and what the purpose is of it. When using a weapon with some form of a red dot for aiming, there is always the chance that your red dot or your optic will fail. The battery could die, or the optic gets damaged. I just saw a picture of an optic that had a bullet go through it, and they said, good reason for backup sights. So you never know what can happen to your optics. So what do you do then? This is where co-witnessing comes in. And here's basically the definition of it. Co-witnessing is the backup of your red dot with the use of your iron or traditional sights. If you were to look through your traditional sights while your red dot is on, they would both line up perfectly. And I'm going to show you in a second with this handgun that I have here how that's going to work. So if the red dot fails, no worries. Your iron sights will see the same picture as your red dot and you're still in business. And then people say, well, what's the purpose of the red dot if you got the iron sights? Well, if you've got a red dot, the aiming is much quicker with a red dot than it is with iron sights. With an iron sight, you got to put the front sight properly in the rear sight, and you got to take steady aim. Whereas the red dot, you just look up, you see the dot where the dot is, you pull the trigger, and that's where the bullet's going to go. So be prepared for Murphy to show up and screw things up. Be sure you have backup sights co-witness to your red dot sight. Redundancy is key. So now, here I have an HK 416 AR pistol. First thing we're going to do, like always, is check to make sure it's not loaded. Magazine is out, magazine is cleared, chamber's pulled, and it is clear, nothing in the chamber. Okay. If you can see this on video, and for you people who are just listening to me on the radio, just picture a gun with no sights on it, flat across. On top of it, what you're going to put is a red dot. And then in front and in back of it, you're going to put sights. So what's going to happen is you're going to flip up your sights, the rear sight and the front sight, like so. And you're going to aim and zero your rifle on the target. Okay? Then you're going to get your red dot and zero your red dot. And what should happen is that when you look through your rear sight to your front sight and your red dot is on, that red dot should be right in line with your sight. Now, if your sights, your iron sights are zeroed, and for some reason you have to take your sight off and put it back on, it might need a slight adjustment. And if it does, all you have to do is put your red dot in line with your rear sight and your front sight because you've already zeroed them to the target. So co-witnessing is very important, especially with weapons of modern times like this with the flat tops on them, and you can do all these modifications to yourself. Make sure that your sights can go through your optic. Sometimes if an optic is too high, you have to put risers on your sights. Or if it's too low, you can't get a good zero. So you want to make sure that when you zero your weapon, the iron sights and the red dot line up. Please look at the video for further details. Should be up Monday, hopefully late afternoon. That is co-witnessing. Look it up on YouTube. Lots of videos on co-witnessing. You can go a lot further in depth. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've got a product spotlight here that I want to talk to you about, and it's an exclusive from Aaron's Gun Shop. Once again, it goes back to the HK 416 AR pistol and 22 caliber. There's a big thing going on that everybody liked this product by Sig Sauer. It was called an arm brace. And it gave the gun an appearance of having a rifle stock. Although you would not use it as a rifle stock, it gave the appearance and made it look kind of cool. But it also had a benefit to it. The arm brace would go around your forearm and give your AR pistol stabilization when it goes time to shoot it. So I was looking at AR pistols in .22 specifically because I wanted that caliber. And I happened to find the HK 416. Excellent product. Well made. I like it. And the price was right. I wanted to specifically put on a Sig Sauer brace on it. When I got it, I noticed that on the back side of the receiver, there was this decorative nub. You can't see it via radio, but on the YouTube here, what I'm showing is the nub that came with it. It's this a round piece of metal that goes on the back of the gun just to cover up the hole and make it look pretty. On the back side of that, there is no place to put a pistol buffer to that is necessary to put on your Sig Sauer brace. So I saw that, saw a need for it, and voila, I come up with the product, the HK 416 buffer tube adapter. All we got to do is take off that nub that's originally on the gun and take the piece that I have made, which fits right back on exactly where the other piece was, However, on the backside, it's hollowed out and threaded in so that I can put my pistol buffer tube in there and then put my brace on. So I'm going to show it to you now via the webcam. This part right here, the part right behind the receiver and right before the pistol buffer tube, is the adapter piece. You are now able to screw in the buffer tube. If you'll go to my channel, Aaron's Gun Shop channel, you'll see my videos showing that part specifically and how it works. It'll give you a better idea. So if you do own an HK416 AR pistol in 22, you're going to come across this problem if you want to put a Sig Sauer brace on it, or if you want to go through the proper paperwork and turn it into a short barrel rifle and actually put a stock on it, you'll need this buffer tube adapter. And I don't think there's anything else out there like this but this one. So give us a call, check out our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and go to the products page, and the video is right there as well. Okay, very good. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you one more time about our sponsor, Tommy Standard. You need to give him a call. I know every one of us knows somebody who could use his services. And if you can hear my voice, he provides service in that area. But he's the owner of Standards of Care, Home Health, and Hospice, and he believes that you deserve compassionate, honest, and reliable care from only the finest healthcare professionals who go the extra mile. I say this all the time. It needs to be said over and over. They provide in-home services for skilled nursing, home health aides, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and social workers. Standards of Care, Home Health, and Hospice's staff of nurses and therapists are there to provide high-quality, safe, and cost-effective patient care, whether you're in-home, assisted living facility, or a family friend's home. Call Standards, call Tommy, of Care, Home Health, and Hospice for more info. His number is 254-482-1799. Tell him you heard it on the show. Let him know what's going on. But give him a call, because everybody's got somebody they know who could possibly use his services, okay? Now, how much time do I got, Paul? 4 minutes. Let's see what I can do here. I'm going to go over the Whiskey Tango Foxtrot section of this program real fast. That's the what the heck is going on section. I looked at this in the paper on July 23rd. And of course, everybody knows about the Marines who got shot up and all the other guys up there in Tennessee by this maniac shooting people. Well, let me just read something real quick. Right here in the article, it says, when the shooting first started, troops inside the building went room to room to rush their colleagues to safety, said the Major General Paul Breyer, commanding general of the fourth, blah, blah, blah. Then some rushed back into the fight. Hooah! Two guns belonging to service members were recovered at the scene. He said shots were fired from at least one. It's unclear if the gunman was hit by one of those weapons, Reinhold said. The military will investigate whether the service member was authorized to have those weapons. Okay, what's going to happen if he wasn't authorized and he's trying to save the day? That's a Whiskey Tango Foxtrot moment right there. They shouldn't even bring this up. They should keep it under the behind the covers or whatever you call it, behind the curtains, and just say, hey, good job. We're going to keep it quiet. Awesome. But no, they're probably going to do something if it wasn't authorized. So that's my Whiskey Tango Foxtrot moment. Speak up, everybody. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on and a lot of bad decisions being made. So speak up. Make your voice heard. Next week's highlights, we're going to go over in the CHL part of it, nonviolent dispute resolution. This is a very important part of the concealed carry class. Conflict situations, we're going to be talking about parent, adult, child ego states. Then we're going to be talking about our PEP section. We'll be going over more things about man-made and natural disasters and how to take care of yourself. In our product segment, I'm going to show you a neat little AR pistol made by one of our local gun manufacturers, Blackjack Firearms. Stay tuned for that one. That's going to be a little nice little package. And I'll also be showing you a neat little shooting target that helps correct any shooting errors. So stay tuned for that on the next coming program. So once again, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, Aaron's will be having a CHL class August 2nd, Sunday, 2 p.m. Go to the CHL page of the website, aaronsgunshop.com, to sign up, or give me a call at 254-697-4721. Or organize your own group of five or more, and we'll set up a class date for you. And don't forget to go to our Facebook page and like us. Please like us a lot. And come out and shoot Friday nights from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And don't forget our pistol competitions the second Friday of the month. And you can go to the website for details on that. So with all that information, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap it up. It's always been a pleasure to come out here and talk to you. I look forward to it next week. And until then, keep your powder dry, and God bless.